Module G, Practice Paper 7. Benazir Bhutto, pages 53 and 54. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 7.
Benazir Bhutto was born in Karachi, Pakistan in 1953 to a prominent political family. From childhood, she was groomed for political life by her father, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, who served as both president and prime minister of Pakistan in the 1970s. Bhutto took great pains to ensure that his daughter got the best education possible and that she met all of the important people in the country. At 16, Bhutto left home to study at the prestigious Harvard University in the USA, where she found herself swept up in the protest movement against the war in Vietnam. After completing her undergraduate degree, she went on to study at Oxford University in England. It was in the USA and England that young Bhutto experienced democracy firsthand and learned that the people and the press have the right and the obligation to criticize their government. Although she had not aspired to go into politics and was planning to enter her country's foreign service, the stormy events that were taking place in Pakistan changed Bhutto's fate. Returning home from her studies in 1977, she had been in the country only a little over a week when martial law was declared. Bhutto's father was jailed, later to be hanged, and she was placed under house arrest, where she remained for the next several years. When she was released, she went to live in Britain and became the leader in exile of the Pakistan People's Party. Upon her return to Pakistan in 1986, Bhutto entered into a traditional arranged marriage and jumped headfirst back into the political arena. She attracted huge crowds at her political rallies, where she publicly called for a change of government. In 1987, the first free elections in many years were announced. It was an uphill battle for Bhutto to convince her countrymen that a woman, and a pregnant one at that, could lead the nation. But neither pregnancy nor childbirth stopped Bhutto, who campaigned 15 long, hard hours each day. The result? In 1988, Pakistan became the first Islamic nation to elect a female prime minister. And at 35, Benazir Bhutto became one of the youngest chief executives in the world. Once elected, she set ambitious goals for modernizing Pakistan and set out to bring to her country the same freedoms she had experienced firsthand in the West. Specifically, she focused her efforts on improving healthcare, modernizing the countryside, building schools, and tackling difficult social issues, particularly women's issues. In an interview, she once said that of all the changes she had brought to her nation, she would most like to be remembered for what she had done to make a difference for women in her country. 2 years into her first term, President Ghulam Ishaq Khan charged Bhutto with corruption and dismissed her from office. In 1993, she waged a second successful campaign and was re-elected prime minister. However, in 1996, under allegations of corruption and mismanagement, she was once again dismissed from office and the National Assembly was dissolved. At the height of her career, Bhutto was one of the most interesting and visible leaders in the world. But in the end, her image was irreversibly marred by having been twice linked to corruption and abuse of power. Today, Benazir Bhutto lives in London with her two children.